Is Fannie Willis a liar and making money off her case against Donald Trump? All of this, is it unusual also in the world of litigation? Well, we brought Lionel Nation back. That's Lionel Nation on YouTube. He's a legal and media analyst and one of my favorite guests. So can we just sort of give us the lay of the land? Donald Trump is being pursued in Georgia by someone who appears to be profiting off the lawsuit. So a couple of questions. Is this that unusual? What are the rules around recusing yourself if you have these kind of conflicts? So take it away.
Okay, first of all, that's not even the case at all. This is ridiculous. Like, a little context. Donald Trump is being charged under Georgia law for racketeering. Think the Gambino crime family, racketeering. He has about 15 or so. It was 18 or 15, and a bunch of people who don't even know each other. Pretty much. The only thing they have in common is they're on the indictment.
That's
so they're
defendants,
claiming that
right.
He was a part of some racketeering enterprise. It's ridiculous. Now, Fannie Willis is what we call in the business an idiot. And she did something which I don't understand. First and foremost, let's say you were the district attorney of Fulton County, Georgia, and you hired your husband. Okay, your husband. And you hired him. You say, I'm hiring my husband. That's not a conflict of interest. That's not anything. You can do that. There's nothing wrong with that. If you decide to prosecute Donald Trump and you say, by the way, I'm going to appoint my husband a lawyer, special prosecutor, there's nothing wrong with that. You just let people know this. There may be some weird nepotism statute or something in local, but there's nothing that would immediately throw you off the case. It's not a conflict of interest because no stake.
But that you do have a financial stake, though, because your husband would be paid by the state with taxpayer dollars. And so
doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter because we've already said this. You can hire your husband, and guess what? You're not paying him. The state's paying him. Okay, is he qualified? Yeah. Ashley Merchant, who was the defense lawyer for Mr. Roman, she's in there with her husband. Now, and I know their defense, but his husband and wife. They have a kind of a financial interest, so to speak. I don't know where this came from, this idea. Had Fannie Willis said, by the way, Judge, this is my boyfriend, lover, boy toy, the garage door lover. This is Mr. Wade. We've been seeing each other since 2019. I've appointed him special prosecutor. He makes more than anybody per hour. Why? It's my discretion. Might not be the wisest move. They said, okay. That's a full disclosure. That would be the end of it. Now, there might be other reasons that she might be breaking ethical rules, but they're going after her for conflict of interest. And they're saying that she somehow, because she's romantically involved with him, because she's paying, or the state is paying him, that they're going to somehow enjoy this, that she's going to go on trips by funneling money to her. By the way, this is a woman who's worth over $8 million, and nobody's ever figured that one out. By the way, there's so many layers to this, so let me try to not get too deep. So her first lunacy is the fact of why she fought this, because it's her personality. She's obstinate. She's entitled.
Okay.
She's
so
arrogant.
You're saying that she should have just said, yes, in fact, that is my boyfriend. And that's not against the rules. And also, I have enough money to pay for these vacations that we take together.
First of all, it's none of your business. I'm paying him. What he does with the money, I don't know. I don't care. I've got my cousins answering the phone. My brother-in-law Larry's in the back. I mean, this is, everybody knows this. There's nothing wrong. But what happened was she says, oh, no. We didn't have a relationship until 2022. There we go. Now we're talking about perjury. You did it. You created something that you didn't have to create. So here we go. Now we're into that. And she turned on the afterburners, the arrogance, waving. Let me tell you something. I've been a lawyer now for 41 years. And I have, if I sat back in a chair, sat back and looked at a judge just with his arrogance, there would be approach the bench. You say, oh no, I say, if you, this judge, I don't know what happened to him. She owns this place. But let's go through this. Let me tell you what would be a conflict of interest. Let's say Fannie Willis were dating the police officer or the detective or somebody who was a defense witness. That'd be a good one. Because then she would have, the thing is, does she have a stake in the outcome? No. Does the jury know about this? No. Does it, what is the conflict of interest? Now, what happened was Ashley Merchant never knew she would hit this gusher of an oil well of an issue with this. Never did. It just got worse and worse. Then you have these people. Now, I don't know if you just love soap operas like I did in the old days when they counted, but just following this, you've got Fanny. And Fanny calls her, but it's not Fawny, it's Fanny. And with all due respect to my Irish friends who might be reeling right now by hearing that. So Fanny decides, no, I'm going to concoct some story. She calls her father somehow. Why? I have no idea. And he says, you see, Judge, I don't want to be racist. It's a black thing because we black people hoard cash. And we're thinking, wait a minute. Where? Now we're going there. So let me get this straight, Nathan. You went with her. And also he brought his mother. You went on cruises in Napa Valley and wine tasting. And then after this is done, she says, okay, Nathan, because I don't have a checking account. Okay, what was that? $1,300. You take hundreds, smaller bills, $15,000 for that. What about the tips? There's in the car fare. You go, stick that in your sock. So she's paying this man back. So this this man goes out, enjoys a time with his betrothed or his lover or whatever, and she pays him back cash, which he can't account for, and the story is just bizarre. Nobody's buying any of this.
So
it gets,
if it's not as big of a zinger that he was her boyfriend, why did the defense team, and it wasn't Donald Trump's defense team, it was another defendant that brought this up as if it were a bombshell?
That's all they had. Because let's throw it up, let's see what happens.
Right.
And had Fanny Willis said, yeah, we're going to go, okay, well, try something else. But it kept getting deeper and deeper. Then we get Mr. Wade. Now, Mr. Wade, of course, whenever he answers, he looked as though like he was passing a hockey puck bezoar. Like he was in the worst pain. He was the best witness. I was like, God, you could tell you've hit pay dirt. And he apparently was asked during a concomitant divorce proceeding on some type of pleading or something, they asked him, did you have sex or did you stray from your marriage or whatever it was during the course of this? And he, through this convoluted idea, said, well, I believe I was cuckolded. My wife strayed from the marriage in 2015. So therefore, it's not a happy marriage. So no, it wasn't a marriage. So no, I did not. Now he's going back and perhaps committing perjury. So now this is getting deeper because of this ridiculous story. And it keeps going. Then he says, I don't know anything about this, about going to her home and the like. Lo and behold, they then go back into this cell hawk, this tracking device, this tracking that says, Mr. Wade, we show here on two particular reasons. You getting, I guess, a booty call. I think that's what the kids call it, Natalie. I'm not sure, but getting a booty call at 12:45 and you going over to this area.
Right.
That looks just like her place.
They used cell data triangulation to say, you spent a lot of time over at her house. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Till 4 in the morning where you left. She responds with this. Well, that tracking doesn't mean anything. Wait a minute, that's the data you use to put people in prison. Now, all of a sudden, defendants are saying, what was that? What was that? Whoa.
Right. If I had a case there that they had used that against me, I would say, oh, okay, this is interesting. The state doesn't approve of this anymore, this evidence.
So it gets deeper. I mean, parents should tell their kids this. Look what happened. All she's got to do is just say, it gets better. Then we get this guy, my favorite, Terrence Bradley. This guy, I can't even diagram his. He's texting. First of all, folks, don't text anything other than have a nice day, smiley face. But when we're saying, Okay, Natalie, I'm getting the drugs. Are you? No, don't do this. It's
Yeah,
you can't
dummies,
erase.
don't do this.
Yeah, you can't erase this. So anyway, so
I
Ashley, by
was
the way.
my mom and I went to Starbucks and they accidentally gave us two cookies and we paid for one and I texted it and I've been nervous about it ever since because of the NSA. We inadvertently stole
Yeah.
a Starbucks cookie and I'm implicating myself here. So, yeah, you
Well,
don't do that,
don't feel
guys.
bad. Don't feel bad. One time I was at a dollar store in New Jersey, and which is one of my favorite places. I got my globe there, and I walked out with this little stupid thing. I don't know what it was. It was a dollar. So I thought, wait a minute. If I get arrested, Lionel arrested for stealing from a dollar. So I said, let me go back and pay for it. The line, of course, was down the block, and I said, I only have one thing. Can I jump the anyway? So I know you're this paranoia that we live in. But going back to Terrence Bradley. Terrence Bradley was the law, this was the law partner or the associate of Mr. Wade. Now, for some reason, and we've never figured this out, what Ashley, who by the way is a Ashley Merchant, is the new superstar. Fox News or whoever, this is it. This is your new legal, whatever it is. Because these other people are so boring, it's not even funny. But she says, now they're texting. Imagine this. You know, this is a bombshell here. I hope I'm right. And Terrence Bradley says, don't worry, it's okay. Have faith. Are you sure about this? Yes. Are you sure they actually were a couple prior to 22? Absolutely. Come on, girl. You can do it. Okay. They go into court, and he looks like I've seen hostage videos that were more. He's well, I like Nathan Thurm, you know. I don't know if I'm speculating. He's like, Terrence, it's me, Ashley. Remember this? Who the hell are you? You told me absolutely. Well, I don't want to speculate. You're speculating here. What's going on here? So anyway, they don't know what happened to him. So then here's the best part. And I'm going to say that line a lot. Here's the best part. There's 9 million best parts. You would think that Fannie Willis and her office would say, great, get this guy off the stand. Don't upset him. Just, he's great. He's not answering the question. Shut up. That's my rule of cross-examination. Don't. It's the other side's witness. What are you talking to him for? Get him off. Have a nice day. So they get him on the stand, and the lawyer from the district attorney's office said, so let's talk about why you left that office. It was because of an allegation about sexual assault or sexual battery, wasn't it? And he said, what? Now that's out. You left because somebody, I say, whose witness is this? Why are you impeaching? So he's saying, wait a minute, I don't know anything about this. And where'd that money, did you pay her $20,000? Well, maybe. Where'd that money come from? Well, I had some money left in the escrow account. Oh my God. If anything that will get you bounced in terms of a law practice is you're paying from an escrow account. Wait a minute, what? And it gets deeper. Remember the expression, if you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. It gets deeper and deeper. Then it gets even better. Cindy Lee Yeager. Who in the hell is Cindy? These names. She says, yeah, I'm a Cobb County Chief Deputy DA or co Deputy DA. I'm in my office with Terrence Bradley. Well, he makes the rounds. He's everywhere. He gets a call from Fannie Willis saying, now they're coming after us. And I'm paraphrasing. You know, you don't have to tell anybody about us. Does that sound like a threat to you? The DA says, now, Natalie, they're coming after us. You know, you don't have to say anything, right?
Right, she's asking for lies.
Well, there's that. Then there's another person who's calling up. So he's being threatened. This guy, so what I say, okay, stop right there. Forget conflict of interest. Let's go after perjury, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering. Forget this little conflict of interest because now we're looking at her basically having to have her Miranda rights read because you now are a subject. Remember, the governor of Georgia is Republican Kemp, who could have a little say in this. They have something called the GBI, which is like their FBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. They can come in there and say, we're investigating you. So here's the best part, right, to make it even more complicated. Let's say you're Donald Trump. Donald Trump is going to say, I have the most incompetent prosecutor in the world. Don't do anything. I want her. If I'm going to be prosecuted, better her than somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
So let's say she does the right thing, and you know they're putting pressure on her to step down and fall on your sword and be done with it. That, of course, is your ticket to, you know, governorship, and it's over. And she's fighting tenaciously to keep this, even though she's ruining the case. Well, let's say it goes to another prosecutor. They reassign it. Goes someplace, I don't know, there's 159 counties in Georgia. Who knew? Some other prosecutor says, I've got this dog. Yeah, I don't want it. Well, you got to do something with it. Okay, I'm going to dismiss it. Can't do that. So that'll add on years, and it may just kind of go away.
Yeah.
So he's got to ask himself, what do I really want to do in this? What is it? Because believe it or not, aside from this, the case is not meritless. You may think it's ridiculous that his phone call to the Secretary of State saying, I need 1,000 or so votes, 10,000 votes, that may not sound like much to you, but you get the wrong jury. So anyway, yes. Make a long story short, where we are today is this lunacy. And a lot, I'm sorry to say, there's a lot of commentators missing the point. Now you've got this Senator Warnock, who instead of coming out and saying, listen, I'm not going to get my, he's a Georgia U.S. Senator. I'm not going to get myself involved in this. This is a case involving a courtroom. It would be improper for me. No. You know what he does? He says, well, that's typical, because Donald Trump, of course, he's always tweeting. Well, that's typical Donald Trump going after a black woman, and she's a woman in black, and race. It's like, no. So the moral of the story, Natalie, is that this started off as being absolutely, if you ever seen these videos where the cop, I love watching this, a cop pulls somebody over and says, excuse me, ma'am, your tag is loose. Just take this. It's not even a speeding ticket. There's no points. Would you just sign this ticket and I'll be on my way. Get your hands off of me. Next thing you know, she's arrested, tased, yeah, and goes to federal. That's what this is. Taking something that was really not that big of a deal and letting your hubris and entitled attitude. Yes. And the thing about it, though, is that I don't want to talk about it. Race has nothing to do with this. I mean, listen, sometimes I'll tell you, look, if there's a racial component there, but there's so much mental fatigue to that trope, you know, it doesn't work anymore. You can tell when somebody's lost an argument when they bring up race. So the plot thickens, and this judge, he doesn't know where he is.
Right.
He is wondering. I mean, because he's a Republican, he's got to think, now let's see. Do I dismiss the case? Well, I can't do that. Do I rule that there's a conflict of interest? Can't really do that. But if I don't do that, what will the Republicans think? There's a lot of politics involved here, obviously. But Fannie is in big, serious problems. Now, one more thing, because I know I've gone too long. If this were Republicans doing this, she would already be in federal prison. The Republicans do nothing to fight back. Nothing. They just sit back and go, okay. They just let her do this. She's gone to black churches. She's violated so many ethical rules. Prosecutors are not, they owe a higher duty.
Wait,
she's
what's wrong with her going to black churches?
Wrong with going to black churches unless you're saying they're coming after us because of my.
Oh, she's riling up black churches with the race card.
And commenting on a man who is presumed innocent.
Yes.
She's basically pleading her case. Prosecutor, she can go to a black church. She can go to a Starbucks and steal cookies. Doesn't matter. Like you and your mother did. And don't tell me you didn't, because I know you. And I know your ilk. But
they gave us two. We didn't know it until we were driving away.
I can see it. The internet world was shocked today when Natalie Morris was abducted.
I turned to my mom and I was like, where'd you get that cookie? She goes, they gave it to me. I'm like, I already have the cookie. What are we going to do?
Ah, the plot
We
thickens. So
literally were
anyway,
caught with our hands in the cookie jar.
but this goes to show you, and I'm telling you, I think parents use this as a teaching method. The best thing in the world for anything is to say, yeah, that happened. Think about this. If she just said this, there would have been no Nathan Wade. You would have never heard anything. And by the way, his wife's thinking 25-year marriage. I think she's ill, or they have kids, and all of a sudden she finds out he made how much? About $1 million. Wait a minute. I'm looking at his income statements and he didn't say anything about, nobody would have known anything about this.
Wait, is their divorce not settled? So then she has a
Chris,
right to that?
as far as I know, don't hold me to this. I know there's been some tentative settlement or agreement or something, whether it's actually you are a single man now, a free, I couldn't tell you.
If it's
Because he goes into
not,
something
then if
about,
I were her lawyer, I'd be like, oh, that's interesting. Let's see where that money
oh,
went.
her lawyer's very good. Because see, there's this thing that people think, they have this thing called, well, we're separated. Excuse me. I don't know what you think that means, but that, as we say in the South, that dog don't hunt. That doesn't mean anything. What do you mean you're separated? Like, there's these, okay, maybe in your own mind, but you are still, you might be fully fledged married. But let me ask you something. Where does she get $8 million, $5 million in property, stocks, blue chip stocks, gold future? Wait a minute. She's been kind of with government service. I don't know if that's anybody's right to know this, but she's done very well for herself. Where did this come from? I mean, God, I want to talk to your financial advisor. $8 million? She
Yeah.
what?
Right.
So they say, and that may or may not be relevant. But let me just tell you something. This is the most fascinating set of characters anybody has ever seen. I mean, and Donald Trump is thinking, I finally have something going my way. I finally have the most incompetent prosecutor, and they're fighting back and forth because she wants to hang on to this. Because I'll bet you they told her, you stick with us, Fanny. One day, federal judge, governor, president, vice president, Supreme Court. This is your ticket. This is, and no doubt about it, this is one of the most serious and most important prosecutions in American history. A former president for racketeering? RICO? My God. This is not just, tampering or overvaluing your real property. This is serious. So she
Well,
may have to say goodbye to this.
okay. I mean, she is a embodiment of the phrase, what you resist persists. But you say the case is not meritless, but we have seen that there were missing votes in Georgia. So does that matter?
Yes, but that is maybe for the prosecutor who ultimately handles this. This is a pretrial subsidiary ancillary matter as to her fitness to proceed against a case that is not meritless. This is just about her. This is her. Now, let me ask you this question. Let's assume during the course of this, she were to be charged with plagiarism. Okay? Like we had those big old, Claudine Gay and Harvard. And would that matter? No. Let's say she were charged with stealing funds from the district attorney's office. Would that affect this case? Not really. It would have been in her point of her life. That wouldn't have disqualified her. For you to be disqualified, let me tell you where she was disqualified in a prior case. She targeted a man who was running for lieutenant governor, targeted him, as in the grand jury, targeted him. He was a Republican. Said, I'm going after you. At the same time, she held a fundraiser for his political opponent. Another judge said, sorry, you're disqualified because you have a stake in the case. You're prosecuting a man and at the same time supporting, perhaps financially, but supporting his opponent. Oh, no. That's a conflict. See where that makes sense? Perfect. This has nothing to do with it. This is you hired your lover, and he may not be that qualified, and I'll let other people determine that. This could have been, this is not necessarily a violation. What you turn this into is another story.
Right. So there's lies for no reason, just digging a hole.
Precisely.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's
Well,
kind of
thank
like
you
having
for.
your it's like having your hand in the cookie jar,
Yes,
Missy.
something I know nothing about. Okay, well, thank you for that. If something happens because of the cookie case, you're now my lawyer. Everybody sees
Oh,
that.
I will be there.
Starbucks,
Thank
I
you.
apologize. I didn't mean to. Follow Lionel on Lionel Nation on YouTube. And Lionel, always great to see you come back on Redacted soon.
Thank you. All the best.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.